Hey podcast fam, CJ Hansen, the pastor of Wavepoint Church. Thank you so much for joining us today. We love you and we pray that this message will build your faith and empower you to share the message of Jesus to the world. Enjoy.
Okay, so over the last few weeks, we've learned incredible teachings on prayer. And I think one of the things that stood out for me so much is that prayer is fellowship. It's if prayer was all about just getting our needs met, repenting of our sins, then if you think about Adam and Eve, right? There was no sin. All their needs was met, but still they met with the Lord daily. So if prayer was just getting our needs met and just repenting of our sins, then why did they meet with God daily? It's because it goes about fellowship. It's fellowshipping with Him. So that was one of the things that stood out with me so much. And we've joined Life by Design for the first time this Tuesday. And it was amazing. So I want to encourage you, if you haven't joined Life by Design, come. It's amazing. It's Tuesday and it's from 7 to 8. No? 7 to 8. Yeah, 7 to 8. So come. You will be so blessed. And with all that being said, I just want to honor our pastors. I know that Apostle Natalie said that they're not moved with our praises, and that's not my heart to be a saichtefuik, you know. No, it's just of I understand the term of honor. And I just want to thank them and for their incredible leadership and their incredible teachings that they give us. So as a sign of honor, why don't we just give them a round of applause? Perfect. So today, I'm going to speak about the prayer of petition. So what is the prayer of petition? The prayer of petition is where you make your request, or the other word says your plea known to God. But first, before I start with this, I just want to clarify a few things, because I think sometimes we have a misperception of what does petition, like how does it look like? I think sometimes the enemy has told us that it looks like begging. Maybe I've heard people bargaining with the Lord. Like just coming out of a place of unworthiness and just like pleading with Him, like, come, please, 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 please. But if you think about an earthly father, right? Think about your perfect picture of a good earthly father. If you're hungry or you want something to eat, you either go to Him and you say, oh, Lord, Dad, can I please get something to eat, right? Or if you're like me, when I was in the house, I just opened the fridge, and if it was your lunch, if it was my brother's lunch, it's now my lunch. So I just took what I needed. And it was because I knew that I'm a daughter in the house, and I know that my father loves me. So how much more? Matthew 7 says that if your earthly father, that is basically they're evil by nature, because we in our flesh have a sinful nature. I don't know it. Before I misquote the scripture, let me just read it. It says, Jesus said, if you who are being evil knows how to give good gifts, how much more will your heavenly Father give you these things? He is a God of how much more. So when we approach Him, we're at a place of, Lord, you, something good like Romans 8, verse 3, it actually says that what can separate us from the love of God? Like, we are His children. So when you go to Him and you make your request known to Him, you're like, Father, I know, Lord, that I am your child. I'm loved by you. I love it how Pastor Nat says it's your God confidence, that you know that you're a child, and therefore you can approach Him with boldness to know that what you need, you can ask that of Him. Imagine, I'm not a parent yet, but I can just imagine the joy a parent feels when your child has the boldness to come and say, Dad, I need something. You imagine the father's heart, that how it explodes when we have the boldness to come to Him and be like, God, can I get this, right? So that is my foundation that I just want to lay out as we speak about the prayer of petition. Before we go into our key, I'm going to read our key scripture and then, yes, let's go there. Okay, so our key scripture for today is Mark 11, verse 22 to 24. But if you please can first read verse 24, that's our key scripture. Okay. So it says, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you've received them and you will have them. So if you can read from verse 22, please. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he will say, that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. The next one. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you've received them and you will have them. So I want to start off by just giving us a bit of a background of the scripture, right? So firstly, you will see in your Bible self that the scripture is in red, which means that Jesus spoke these words, okay? Then what happened was the backstory of why Jesus also like said this is they were walking and Jesus was hungry. That's what the scripture says. And then he reached to the fig tree to take like obviously a fig, because it had leaves, right? And then there wasn't any fruit, so he then cursed the fig tree and then said, nobody will ever eat of you again. The following day, which is in verse 21, they passed by the fig tree again. And then Peter, I can just imagine, he was almost amazed. He's like, wow, Jesus, did you see that this fig tree is like withered away? When I read that, I was like, Peter never then actually believed Jesus, when he cursed the fig tree, that is what's going to happen. Because if he believed him, he wouldn't have been amazed. He would have been like, but that is what he said. So this is what's going to happen. The second point that I want us to notice is in verse 24 starts with the phrase, therefore. So after a Google search and a ChatGPT, so teachers, you can correct me in this, but the phrase therefore means in a sentence is to say that a conclusion is going to come after a previous statement that I've just made. So basically, we need to read verse 22, 23, and 24 together. It's the same thing that Jesus speaks about. So I want us to read this again with this in mind, to say that verse 22 and 23 is not separated from verse 24. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Next one. Therefore, because of what I've now just said, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe. Where should you believe? In your heart. Because if doubt shouldn't be in your heart, then the belief should be in your heart. Believe that you've received them and you will have them. So sometimes, if you want to have when we have a ship, right? You know, you want to know where the end destination is. So I want to give you a glimpse of the end destination, and then we're going to pack the scriptures of there. So when you read the scripture, if you can go to verse 23, Jesus said, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart. I want us to zoom in into that portion of scripture. And I want us to speak about the word, which is going to help us with the doubt. And I want us to speak about the heart, which is critically in getting the harvest that the word has in store for us. And this will help us that when we do in our key scripture, verse 24, that when we then pray, the belief, we have the faith, and the belief is in our heart, and then we will receive, and you will have. So that is where we're going with this today. Perfect. The first thing that we want to look at is the phrase that says, does not doubt. So when I was preparing for this, I was like, Lord, what does doubt actually mean? because we read about it in scripture, we know it about like what people say and preach. But I was like, Lord, what does it actually mean? And I read up a bit on it, and they said that doubt is a lack of faith or a wavering of a conviction in a certain area. So in Romans 10 verse 17, it reads that, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Your Pastor Brad, New Year's Eve service, when he had a sermon on faith, and I literally like, it's amazing. So to think that faith comes when you hear the word. How amazing is that, right? So in our prayer of petition, that's where we make our requests known to God, right? So now we have a request that we bring to God. But we need to know what is His will for us in that specific area. And how do we know what the will is of God? It's through the Word. So then when we read the Word about what God's will is for us, faith comes. With that being speak about the Word, I just want us to pause and just speak a few minutes on the Word. Family, in love, I want to say this to you. We need to get a revelation of the integrity of God's word. I feel we are in a place where maybe your father figure that you have made a promise, but they never followed through. So we have that same doubt in our hearts about, okay, God's made a promise, but maybe He also wouldn't follow through because that's what I know. But scripture says in Numbers 23 verse 19 that God is not a man that He should lie. So He will never lie to you. If He made a promise to you, He will always follow through. Hebrews 1 verse 3, this blessed me so much, that says that he upholds the universe by, it says, imagining of His person and upholding all things by the word of His power. Like He upholds the universe by His word. Imagine if His word failed. Where would we be? Up in space. You know when you blow up a balloon and then you're like, let it go. Like, that's basically what we would be. If His word, if the word, because remember the universe was formed by His word. He spoke the universe into existence. So words left. So if His words is a lie, then what He created, you know? So family, I want to encourage you. If you read scripture and you receive a word on a promise that He is the God that follows through. If He can uphold the universe by His word, He can uphold the promise that He made for you. He can uphold that. He is faithful. He is faithful. Amen. It's amazing. Faith comes when the will of God is known. That's when faith comes in our heart. I want to share a testimony, a quick one, on when I applied this. And the reason why I want to share this with you is not from a place of, this is a formula, this is how it works. It's out of a place of, I took the word, I received the word. I accepted it for myself. And then I saw what the fruit was of it. So in the beginning of 2025, me and Andre, we made a vision board of what we feel like the Lord is leading us into. So one of them that was on my vision board was the phrase business. Because I was like, Lord, hierdie corporate lewe, you love me too much to leave me here. I was like, it's not the best that you have for me, I know this. But I feel I might be a CA, but I'm not in my human nature. I'm not an entrepreneur. You know, some people like have ideas like popcorn. Mm-mm. I need a heavenly intervention for that. So I was saying, okay, Lord, I want a business idea, but I was like, Lord, you need to be the entrepreneur on my behalf. So I read up Proverbs 8 verse 12, and it says, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. Which basically means that if you're going to go read up on what prudence means and what all this is, which I did, it basically comes down to that the God gives us the knowledge of a witty invention. So I was like, Lord, you can give me a buyer or like an idea for a business. So I can like trust you with that. You can be the entrepreneur on my behalf, right? So when our last previous worship night that we had in St. Francis, I wrote down the scriptures that I had for every request that I was trusting the Lord for. And one of them was these ones. So seven days later, I have a dream where the Lord showed me a business idea. And not just the business idea, he showed me how the logo of the business idea should look, like what he has in mind for us. Yo, that blessed me so much. And I was like, Lord, not even do you give me the idea, you're telling me where we're going with this. And each time I do something with it, and I go search something up to it, he's like, but why are you limiting me? Let's think bigger. Let's think higher. And suddenly, out of a place of where I didn't have entrepreneurship ideas, it starts going out of me. Because that's what the scripture says. It says that out of your belly will flow rivers of living water, right? That's what the word does. So, 1 John 5, verse 14 to 15 says, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition. Other translation says, we have what we've asked for. How amazing is that? That if you receive you know what the will of God is, that you can go to him and you can ask him for that. And that because it's alignment with his will, that you will have what you've asked for. How amazing is this? I think what is important is maybe you're sitting here and you have a business idea, and or you're sitting here and maybe you have sickness in your body. And you know the scriptures that says, by his stripes, I'm healed. Maybe you say the scriptures, but in your heart, do you really believe the scriptures? Or do you hold on to the doctor that told you this is incurable? Or you hold on to the lie that was spoken and say, oh, it just runs into the family. Or for poverty, well, my mom was poor, so this is how it's going to be. No. Because, and that is why I want us to get to at the next scripture that says of our key in verse 23 that says, if you do not doubt in your heart. So, as I just mentioned, faith has to come into our hearts as well. Yes, beautiful. Be removed and does not doubt in his heart. It doesn't just say doesn't doubt. It specifically says in his heart. Proverbs 4 verse 23 says, I'm giving you moments to meditate. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. The Greek word for that phrase issues is toza. Sorry if I pronounce it wrong. Greek is not my first language. So, which basically means boundaries. So if you're going to read that again, it says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the boundaries of life. Mark 4, so I want you to keep this in mind. The phrase, your heart can be a boundary. Keep that in your mind. The next scripture we're going to speak about, Mark 4, verse 3 to 20, and I'm not going to read the entire one, but I want you to have the background of what was happening. So your title in your Bible would be the parable of the kingdom of God. And Jesus was speaking, and he said that this is a sower that sows the seed. And then each time he lists four conditions. Three of them didn't reap a harvest. The fourth one did, right? And then in verse 13, disciples were like very confused. And Jesus was like, if you don't understand this parable, how are you going to understand the rest of them? Basically saying that this is the most important one. This is like the foundation of all parables, right? So then in verse 14, he starts then to explain to say that the seed is the word and that the ground is your heart. So basically, the condition of your heart, which we just read is a boundary, the condition of your heart can influence the harvest that you're getting on the Word of God. Okay? So sometimes maybe you've brought up and you're like, but how can I limit the Word of God? For example, in Psalms 78, the psalmist wrote that they have limited the Holy One of Israel. They're speaking about God and about how the Israelites actually limited God. And in Matthew 13, verse 58, we read that Jesus wasn't able to do many miracles because of their unbelief. So if the people, with their unbelief, could limit the Word made flesh, then our hearts can also limit the Word. And for example, while I was meditating on Isaiah 55, verse 11 comes up, because that's something that we always like trust also with, that no word that leaves, I'm not going to mess up the scripture. So it says, so is my word that goes out of my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I've desired and achieve the purpose for which I've sent it. So I was like, Lord, okay, so we've just established that the word is the seed, right? But I was like, Lord, all your promises that you have for us is yes and amen. All your promises is that you speak over every one of us is by your stripes I'm healed. Over any one of us, it says that it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom of God. Every one of us, it says that you will prosper, which is financially, and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So his dream and his desire for us is to prosper. So I was like, Lord, if that is what your word says, and we've just established the integrity of God's word, then what limits? Because then if the harvest for everyone was exactly the same, there won't be any sicknesses, or there won't be poverty, there won't be lack. But I was like, what? Why is there? And then it just brought me back to that parable that says that our condition of our hearts influence the word that is spoken. I want us to pause by verse 18. Okay, let's just get us back to where we are right now. So remember our key scripture that says that when we ask, we will have whatever we ask. And before that, we read that when we say, so we are asking, but you do not doubt in your heart, you will have. So we're trying to say, okay, what is stopping us from actually receiving what we are asking for? Okay. So verse 18. So this was the third type of ground. And the reason why I want to speak about this one is I believe this is the one where maybe most of us are at, or maybe we have been through it. But I think that is the one where, yes, where the most of us are at. So that's why I want to speak about this one. Verse 18 says, now these are the ones sown among the thorns. They are the ones who hear the word. Next one. And the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desire for other things enter in and choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. So what is, if you go to the next 19, sorry. If you just want to see that there's a few things, like for example, the cares of this world. If you're trusting for healing, what is the cares of this world? It could be that what the doctor said. If you're trusting for financial breakthrough, what is the cares of this world? But me, why? I'm not an entrepreneur. Why? So that is what it is, deceitfulness of riches and the desire of other things. So basically where I want us to get at is seeing the heart as a valve. So apologies for my lack of better explanation of in terms of what I'm seeing it at, but I'm seeing it as a valve. So the purpose of a valve, I'm not a builder, is that the water goes in, for example, and if the valve is open, the water is going to go out. Correct? Okay. So if the valve is closed, the water is going to come in, but nothing is going to come out. Right. So now we're taking it back to my example of my entrepreneurship. I asked the Lord that he should help me with becoming an entrepreneur. So I read the scripture in the Proverbs. Faith came. Lord, this is your will. You can give me witty inventions. But my heart could either go to two directions. Either I could let the cares of this world choke my word to be like, but why? Why would you be? In the previous service, I mentioned this specific scripture, and it's in Genesis. So for context, this is after they've sinned. It's not the original promise. It's after they sinned and sin came into this world. So it's before Jesus, right? And he said, by the sweat of your face, you will eat the bread until you return to the ground. From ground, you were basically from it where you were taken, and to dust you will return. That is a curse that was spoken over the people. Who has redeemed us from the curse? So is that applicable for us? No. No. If you have believed in Jesus, you are redeemed from the curse. It's no longer applicable for you. So then either I could be in my heart the case to be like, but that's what it says. Or I could be like verse 20 that says, these are the ones sown among the good ground. Those who hear the word, accept it. This is makkelijk, it is. Accept it. And bear fruit, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100-fold. That is how easy it is. We just have to receive the word and accept it. So in your prayer of petition, when you're going to God with your requests and you hear the word that he gives for you, accept it. It's so good, like what the scripture about Mary, sorry, this was what I've, these ones were the ones where I was like, you know when the Lord just like gives you an eye, then you're like, okay, you know? It says, and blessed is she who believed and confidently trusted that there would be a fulfillment of the things that were spoken by her to her. And this is speaking about Mary. But Mary just said, okay, Lord, let it be according to your will. And that is what we need to get back to as we say, when we make our request known to God. And he receives the word to say, Lord, let it be according to your word. Have faith in that. It's amazing how, for example, in the scriptures where we read and says, by faith, Jacob was, as he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and bowed in worship, leaning on top of his staff. And then the next says, by faith, Rahab. The other one says, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down. Then another one says that by faith, he left Egypt. It's by faith, in your heart, fully convinced. It's what you're going to read now in Romans 4. Verse 19 to 21, and it says, and not being weakened in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, or the deadness of Sarah's womb, who we're speaking about as Abraham. He did not waver at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he would also perform. We need to be fully convinced. Even if, I mean, at that stage when they received the promise, it didn't look possible. But they didn't consider the fact that it is not possible. Because if you just read, that's a care. And the other one, it's also your own understanding. But what did he do? He accepted it and said, Lord, let it be according to your word. So in closing, I want you to take a moment. Think about what is on your heart. What you are trusting the Lord for. Firstly, I want you to not think less of yourself and say, oh, but maybe it will work for her, but not for me. I want to remind you of what I've started at, but by you are a son and daughter of the Most High God. It is applicable for you as well. He is desiring that for you as well. Zephaniah says that he rejoices over you with gladness. He's dancing over you with gladness. That's how he sees you. And then when you make your requests to God, go in the word. Go read up. What does the scripture says about this? And then ask, Lord, what is going on in my heart? As we explain the valve, what is going on in my heart? Where am I maybe trusting or hearing a lie of the enemy? And I'm discounting myself from that because this promise won't work for me. Because this is what I've heard an amazing phrasing, and it says, if it runs in the family, this is where it runs out. You should be the person that says, this is where it runs out. So that is why I want you to encourage you with in your prayer of petition as you're journeying with God through it. So let's pray. Lord, thank you that you are a good God, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your word, Lord. Thank you, Father, that you are the word, Lord. Thank you, Father, for speaking through us through the word, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you will come and minister these scriptures in our heart, Lord. That you would give us revelation of it, of ourselves, Lord, as we meditating on these scriptures, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are our teacher as well. And that you will teach us, Father, in this prayer of petition journey, Lord. That you would show us. Thank you, Father, that you are going to show each one of the people right here, right now, Father, who they are, Lord. Thank you, Father, that they would have this spiritual makeup on to know that I am a son and a daughter of the Most High God, Lord. Thank you, Father, through your scripture, you will come and minister to you, to us, what is your promises that you have for us, Lord? And that our answer would be yes and amen, Lord. As you've said, thank you, Father, that we will be a fully convinced people, a generation of people being fully convinced, Lord, that by faith, we will receive our healing. By faith, we will receive that job. By faith, our finances will increase. By faith, Father, we will receive that house. By faith, we will receive that babies. By faith, Lord, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that your word is true above all else, Lord. I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.